Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
I'm Jamie Floyd, in today for Brian Lehrer. And if you happen to glance at what was trending on Twitter earlier this week, you might have noticed something surprising, something not related to the World Cup or Justin Bieber. In a fewer than 140 characters, Twitter users from all over the world were posting books that changed their world. Our next guest posted the first tweet that kicked off the literary frenzy. But before I'm joined by author and New Yorker staff writer Susan Orlean, I want to open our phone lines to you, our listeners. So please call in with the book that changed your world. And we also want you to tell us why it changed your world. Why does it matter so much to you? Call in at 212-433-WMYC. That's 212-433-9692. Or you can leave your comment at WNYC.org. I'm tempted to say in 140 characters or less, but no, we don't have those rules here. Susan Orlean of The New Yorker, thank you so much for joining us. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks so much.
So this all started with just one tweet. It's amazing.
I know.
Tell us what happened. And it's so great because it's about literature. Tell us what happened on Tuesday and how this whole thing took off.
It was absolutely fascinating. I guess the irony is even heightened when you consider where I am. I'm up in an artist colony for a few weeks working on my book, and there's very little internet here and almost no phone service, so I'm really in a tech desert. But I was online on Tuesday night, and I had been thinking all day about books, of course, and started realizing that certain books affected me in a way that was beyond just being good books. I felt like they made me look at the world differently. And I don't know what inclined me to do it, but I happened to first post something about Ron Hansen's book, The Assassination of Jesse James by the Coward Robert Ford. And then I followed it up a minute later, and I just merely said, Sound in the Fury, and I added the hashtag, books that changed my world. And literally within seconds, the flood began. And it was astonishing. Literally hundreds and then thousands of responses. And, of course, then conversation among people about those choices, books that aren't just good books, but books that profoundly changed your way of looking at the world and thinking about life. What was fascinating to me is discovering, first of all, the incredible enthusiasm people have for talking about books at a time when we're all wondering where the book world is going.
Mm-hmm.
And also the way social media can be helpful to books and not harmful, because I think they're kind of perceived as being antagonists. And this occurred to me that this is exactly the sort of thing that gets people excited about books and makes them think, I've got a list now of ones people mention that I've never read, and I want to go buy them now.
Well, you really have started something, and not only online, but now our phone lines are completely lit up. And I do this show often enough to know we often have the board full, but boy, this is amazing. So let's take some of those calls, if you don't mind, Susan,
sure,
and hear what folks are saying. And I think we're going to first take Barbara, who is in Flushing. Barbara, what
Hello.
Book? Hi, Barbara. What book changed your world?
Well, the first one, oddly enough, I was a young girl, and my family wasn't very big on talking about sex education. So it was Judy Blume's book, Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret, which was very helpful for a young girl going through bodily changes, because it was in a format that was easy to understand and very sort of loving and made it feel very natural.
If I may interrupt, a number of people did mention Judy Blume. And, you know, I think there was sort of a subcategory of people talking about the books that really affected them when they were young, which, of course, is essential and really important. You know, changing your world when you're a grown-up is one thing. Changing it when you're an adolescent is profound, and it makes your life different.
It changes your world.
It sure did, and it was, like I said, it was sort of essential because it was a necessary thing in order to know about this stuff. But as you're right, as I grew and became an adult and quite a literary fan myself, then, of course, my other book was Invisible Man by Ralph Waldo Ellison. And that was something, as an adult and as a literary lover, for the first time I realized that you could express even more emotion than I had ever realized, real authentic emotion like anger in a book,
mm-hmm.
and such raw truth.
Again, a lot of people mention that, and I thought that was so interesting because it's not a book that gets thought about that often anymore, and it was... I'm having some technological genius try to compile this list because it was very, very interesting to see certain books like Invisible Man that I hadn't thought about in years and have so many people mention it. It was completely thrilling and exciting. This was all, it felt very emotional, and a lot of people mention, as you're mentioning, Barbara, that their connection to the book wasn't just literary, but it was something much deeper.
And let's take a call from Carly in Queens. Carly, you're on with Susan.
Hi.
Go ahead. What book changed your world?
Well, the book that really changed me was The Fountainhead by Ayn Rand.
And why?
What I got out of that book was that the best way to give yourself to the world is to do the best thing for yourself, to honor yourself. And it really kind of, it gave me a model to live up to in terms of really respecting myself and being an individual.
A lot of controversy about Ayn Rand, by the way, because there was somebody who actually tweeted, if anyone says Atlas Shrugged, I'm going to kill myself. So while there was a great deal of agreement on many of these books, there were a few things that were where the opinion was extremely divided, and she's just controversial in that regard.
Let's take two people with very different answers. First to Ben in Carroll Gardens, and then we'll jump to Lee in Manhattan. Ben, you're on WMYC with Susan Orlean. What book changed your world?
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Good Calories, Bad Calories by Gary Taubes.
And why?
Well, I've always been, you know, kind of interested in nutrition and health in general. But he just blew the entire standard American diet and the food pyramid that the government teaches us right out of the water. And he just showed us how carbohydrates and different macronutrients actually affect our body. And I came away from that with such a better perspective on nutrition that all the stress of working out and constantly kind of having to work to achieve optimal health has disappeared. And now I just lead a very easy, stress-free life. I eat very well according to what he recommends, and I don't need to work out, and I'm in tremendous shape. And it's all because of his kind of debunking of the standard American diet.
All right, Ben.
And if I may just add that as a nonfiction writer, I was heartened to see on the list quite a few nonfiction books, even though almost everything I mentioned was fiction, and I think a lot of the emotion that people have is more connected to fiction, but it made me very happy as a practitioner of the trade to see that nonfiction books, whether they were literary or in some cases practical, like this one, a few people said Joy of Cooking, and the idea that nonfiction can also profoundly affect your life and your world.
Well, I think you'll be very heartened by the next two callers. Next up with nonfiction also is Lee in Manhattan. Lee, what book changed your world?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. The People's History of the United States by Howard Zinn.
Oh, yeah.
And why, Lee?
Well, because it's, even for lefties, it's a perspective on American history that we don't often get. It is told from the perspective of the masses and from the people, literally from the people, rather than the heroes and the powers that be. And I didn't read it for quite a while because I thought, I really don't want to be more radicalized than I am already. but I'm really glad that I have. The history of the labor unions and the struggles of people are phenomenal.
And I want to come back, Susan, thank you so much, Lee, for your call. Susan, to something you said about trying to compile a list so that all of this isn't lost in the ether of the Internet. You do have a website. Tell us a little bit more about how you're going to try to capture this for all of us who can't scribble quickly enough, what we're hearing
and,
today and what you're doing with what started out as a bit of a lark, as you described it.
Absolutely. I mean, there was certainly nothing strategic about doing it. I never imagined, though it makes sense in retrospect, but I've got a bunch of people. And actually, this is another wonderful thing about Twitter. I asked if anyone could help me extract the names of the books. And also, ideally, in some cases, when people made a comment, because I feel that the comments are also very, very interesting and wonderful to have. And so I've got a bunch of people who've volunteered to try to do that because I don't know how to do it. But you can pull a hashtagged remark off Twitter somehow, and somebody said he could also tally it, because there were a number of books that were repeated, and it would be fascinating to see, in terms of sheer number, what books were mentioned the most often. I'd like to post it on my own website, which is just SusanOrlean.com, but also, as a bit of the modern world, I thought, well, I'm just going to go buy the domain name, Books That Changed My World. Why not? It's $10 to buy a domain name. Well, Tuesday night, someone far more clever than I am had already bought it.
Oh, dear.
So I instead bought the Books That Changed My World.com.
I like that better.
I do, too. It's grammatically more proper. And, you know, what I may do, if someone can help me figure out how to do this, is post the list, but also make it possible for people to keep adding. I mean, they want to add with a little comment, because I just think there's a huge passion and desire for people to talk about books. We don't have, if you don't belong to a book club, or in many cases these are books we've read long ago, so it's not as if it would make sense for a book club, but the idea of talking about those books where you're really talking about yourself.
Yeah.
You're talking about the building blocks of your character.
We have a number of comments on our page that I can't begin to read them all, but we have Diary of Anne Frank from Mary Jane, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, Ken posts as his book, Animal Liberation, Beth posts as the book that changed her world, Jim in Paramus says the book that changed his life, which is a little different than your world, I think, is... The parts manual for Model 28 teletype machine. I guess he was given the book and a box full of parts and told that if he could put together the machine, he could keep it. And then later in a job interview, he was asked if he knew anything about Model 28s, and he said that he did, and he got the job, and his career and his life was changed forever.
Oh,
pretty
that's so
good.
Funny.
That's a terrific comment. Huh?
Yeah, and a few people put in books that taught them how to write code for computers.
So,
and, you know, I think that's entirely reasonable.
Yeah, so that's you've changed the world with your tweet, and I want everyone to check it out. I want to say a very, very big thank you to Susan Orlean for joining us, and you can tweet yourself. Just check it out at her hashtag on Twitter. I'm Jamie Floyd, in for Brian Lehrer, and we'll be right back.